For me, Christmas means Handel's Messiah. You take 18th century music and you pair it with the words of Isaiah, and I can listen to it all month. And I do. There's something about this telling of the gospel and of the nativity that I really love. And some of it is the Isaiah and the music. And some of it is that sometimes I wish it had happened this way, with the full choral 18th century Handel's setting and everyone singing. I wish that there had been videographers and photographers and that all of this was recorded, because that seems more appropriate, more fitting than the story we actually get. The story of a mother who sort of had to get married or something bad was going to happen, of a semi or more reluctant father, of being forced to travel over the holidays to a place where they didn't know anyone and staying in the worst room that wasn't even a room at the inn, of shepherds and stable animals. I like Handel's Messiah. I wish it were all different, and if I'm going to be really honest, sometimes this means I wish Jesus was different. It's probably a bad thing to say, isn't it? It's probably something wrong with that. But it's true. I'll confess that. Sometimes I wish Jesus were different. Sometimes it's the simple things. I wish that we had been given a Savior more suited to the 21st century. Someone who, when I was trying to explain to people on the plane or in the doctor's waiting room what I do, which I hate to get that question there because I'm trapped with them, I didn't wind up looking slightly crazy for founding my entire life on this child who was born in a manger 2,000 years ago and is the Son of God. Because that's hard to swallow these days. It's hard to believe that. It is hard to convince people of that. It's easy to look a little crazy. But let me be really honest, that's not really my heresy. I don't really want easy Jesus. I like my Savior a little cryptic, a little demanding, a little difficult. What I really want is a Savior who's a little bit more like me. Someone who wasn't a first century Palestinian Jewish boy. I want someone who grew up in a world of science and technology. I want someone who understands the 2,000 years of church tradition and structure we have built on top of the 3,000 years of history he already had. I want someone, sometimes I just want someone who was a woman, who understands what it is to live in this world as I do. I don't think I'm alone. I think there are a lot of people who would like a different Jesus, a Jesus who told parables about sleepless babies, angry teenagers, or busy young adults, who explained to us that the world has, in fact, gotten worse than it was when we were younger, who lived life more like we live life. Sometimes I want that Jesus. And that's the challenge of this incarnation thing, of this God as maybe Mary's baby in a manger. We get God as Mary's baby in a manger. We know his parents' names. We know something of Mary and Joseph, or at the very least, we tell ourselves we do. We know where he was born. We know where he lived. We think we know where he grew up. We know names of friends and followers. We know that he cried. We know that he told jokes. We know so much. We know that God became Jesus Christ, a man, a person, much like us. And that's part of the challenge. Jesus wasn't exactly like us. He was a first Palestinian Jewish boy who grew up in a politically and religiously repressed region of the Roman Empire. He was steeped in a culture and a heritage and a society so very foreign to ours. He didn't speak our language. He didn't tell our stories. He didn't laugh at our jokes. He never sang our Christmas carols. He never heard Handel's Messiah. This is the incarnation. This is its challenge. This is its joy. And this is its promise. Jesus didn't come to be just like us, to live our exact lives and suffer in our exact ways and rejoice for our exact reasons. And really, I am so thankful for that. I don't need a Savior who is just like me. I need a Savior who has lived on this earth, has suffered and rejoiced, and can listen when I tell my stories and understand something of what my life is like. That's what I really need. Believe that is what we all need. This is the incarnation. Not that Jesus turned into clones of who we are, that he slid in and out of each of our lives' stories, making him somewhat replaceable, that we can swap each other in or out. Jesus became human. He slid into this world, and he stretched into all of the weird nooks and crannies of life, a life that was his very own. Maybe all of that is too big for tonight. Maybe all of that has little to do with what we are about here. Here, we are about all that we have in common with God, with Jesus, with each other, exactly as we are meant to be. So maybe here for tonight, my question is really this. I wonder what lullaby Mary sang to Jesus tonight. Amen.